Section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
I'll do everything I can to make you proud that I'm your man. I'll fulfill all your fantasies. I guess we're promising a lot, but for now, that's all we've got. I'll stand by you through these rocking years. Rocking chairs, rocking babies, rock-a-bye, rock of ages, side by side. We'll be together always. And if you hold me tight when you love me, that's all I'll ask of you. I'll stand by you through these rocking years. Friend, I'll be your lover until the end. There'll be no other, and my heart has only room for one. And if you always love me, yes, I'll always be there for you. I'll stand by you through these rocking years. Rocking chairs, rocking babies, rock-a-bye, rock of ages, side by side, we'll be together always. And if you hold me tight when you love me, that's all I ask of you. I'll stand by you through these rocking years. Side, we'll be together always. And if you hold me tight when you love me, that's all I ask of you. I'll stand by you through these rocking years. Yes, I'll stand by you through these rocking years.
Yeah, this is Wilford Brimley. And when I ain't taking medication for my diabetes, I'm listening to White Trash Revival with Donna fucking Cash. Yeah.
Howdy, folks. Donnie fucking Cash here. And you're listening to the White Trash Revival. And this here is episode 38. First off, let me say I apologize for 37 last week. It didn't get posted till Friday, which normally my shows get posted on Wednesdays. But Andrew over at Section 86 had computer problems, so at least it's up. That's all I can say. And once again, I'm sorry. That song you just heard open the show was by one of my favorite artists now. A dude sent me a CD. His name's Caleb Clowder. He's out of Portland, Oregon. And it's a song called Rockin' Years off of Dangerous Me's and Poisonous You's. And like I said, it's a fucking phenomenal CD. When I put that in the CD player and heard it, I was fucking speechless. I couldn't fathom words how great that CD is. But I got a nice show lined up for us today. I saw Lucky Tubb live, and I got an interview with him. It's not as long as I'd like, because he had to go on the stage, and but I got a little bit from him, and then later on in the show, I'm going to do a CD review for Slim Cessna's Auto Club off their new album, Buried Behind the Shed. We'll do that at the end of the show. And back to Lucky Tubb's show. It was down at the Southgate House in Newport, Kentucky. There wasn't a whole lot of people there, but it was still a great fucking show. And Lucky's a nice guy. We sat around the bar for a little bit and had a little chat. And I got good and fucked up and took my stepson with me. He's 18. And on the way back, you know, I live all the way up by Dayton, which near, I live in Springfield, which it's probably a good hour and a half drive from Newport, Kentucky there. And let me tell you this, I was fucked up. I shouldn't have been driving. And then we got lost on the way coming over the river back into Ohio. And we were driving straight through the fucking hood. You hear me? The hood. And it was like after midnight and all these young gang-banging thugs lining up the street. And I was really wanting to stop and say, and stop and say, like this, "Excuse me there, young lad. Could you tell me where the nearest liquor store is?" But I was fear of getting shot, jacked, or anything else. But let's go ahead and get in this first set. We'll do a Lucky Tubb interview later. And I don't know. Here you go. We'll be right back.
big old bitties with a stupid snake in their eye. Tick-tick-tick, old bitties. Tick, old bitties with a stupid snake in their eye. Tick, old bitties with a stupid snake in their eye. Tick, old bitties with a stupid snake in their eye. Tick, old bitties with a stupid snake in their eye. Tick, old bitties with a stupid snake in their eye. Tick, old bitties with a stupid snake in their eye.
I was under the impression that I was the only one in authority to order the use of nuclear weapons.
That's right, sir. You are the only person authorized to do so. And although I hate to judge before all the facts are in, it's beginning to look like General Ripper exceeded his authority.
In Vegas stays in Vegas. Except for herpes. That shit'll come back with you.
Tomorrow morning, I rode down the river. fair to tell her mother fair. Before I got there, I'd hear her crying. I'd hear her crying all through the day. And she told me, son, they found my daughter on the bank, stayed cold. How could this happen? And my little daughter, well, she was on 18 years old. Killed your daughter, for she was seeing another man. My jealousy, it took me over, and now there's nothing left for this man. No, there is nothing left for this man.
And starting off this set was a good friend of mine via email, Mr. Sam Houston, with the song Tig Old Biddies. And old Sam, he sends me about one or two MP3s a week. Seems like he could fucking shoot songs out like it's an assembly line. And all the stuff's good. I appreciate it, Sam. Thank you. And following him was Jimmy Sweetwater with Don't Lose Your Eye. And he's a good blues artist. I do enjoy him. And speaking of Don't Losing Your Eye, you know, one time I was I was jerking off, and I don't know what made me decide to do this, but I tilted back and tried to catch the load in my mouth, and I got all in my eye, and I got a real bad infection, damn near lost my eye. I probably shouldn't have shared that story with you, but fuck it, who cares? And ending this set was a group right from the same town I'm from. They're the Wild Breed Boys, and they're out of South Charleston, Ohio, which is like a country subdivision of Springfield, and it was a song called Green River. I'm not certain if they're still together or what, but they could be the Springfield Special, because they got a group that goes by that name, and I know it's a lot of the Wild Breed Boys are in that, and fuck. They play all over Ohio. They've been to Southgate House. They've been to Northside Tavern and all that. Like to say what's up to Don Crawford, if you're listening there, brother. How you doing? I got to meet Don at the Lucky Tub concert. Not to mention, got to see Straw Boss play. I didn't even know they was together anymore, but I fucking love Straw Boss. And let's go ahead and get in this next set, y'all.
Hotel, motel, pays her rent. Looking like the devil, but she's heaven sent. Always going by when I'm flipping around. I'm looking for some love and I'm headed downtown. No money, honey, no lovey-dovey, hey. 7 o'clock, 11, she'll be standing outside. I'll be hitting my stride. I'll walk to the corner and go out my bank. Smoochie, hoochie, coochie, and boy, I can't wait. No money, honey, no lovey-dovey, hey. Goodness almighty, won't you take a look at that? 60 minutes flat. Reach out the holder and get a kiss and keep. She smacks me away. She says, go home to your miss, because no money, honey, no lovey-dovey, hey.
Thank you. has to be the feeblest pickup attempt that I have ever encountered.
Be alone.
Alone. Bad. Friend. Good. Friend.
Mm-hmm. said goodbye. All I do is sit and cry. All the live long day, I got too much time to pay. I guess I'll go my weary way and give away bye-bye. Lord, I feel like I could die. Oh, I need my baby back, or else my heart could stay black. Devil, I need another drink. I got too much time to think about her simple way of life, the way she used to be my wife. Lord, I feel like I could die. Said goodbye. All I do is sit and cry. All the live long day, I got too much time to pay. I guess I'll go my weary way. Time to think about her simple way of life, the way she used to be my wife. Lord, I feel like I could die. I wanna kill the other guy.
Yes, sir. All right. Starting off this set was Johnny Mercury with No Money, Honey. How come when you tell a woman that, they tend to walk away from you at the bar? They don't want nothing to do with you. You know, I don't need money. I can eat pussy like a motherfucking champ. But, I guess you gotta have money to draw them in with the drinks and shit like that. I can't just walk around the bar and say, hey, baby, I eat pussy good. You know what I mean? And, following them was the Columbines with Put Another Bullet in My Gun. And, a couple years ago, they might have been frowned upon with a name like that and a song like that, but who the fuck cares now? Speaking of all that nonsense that happened out there, you know, Columbine, all that shit, you know, them kids were pushed the edge and bullied and fucked with because they were different. You know, I got young girls, and, I always tell them, you know, be friends with everyone. You know, be friends with that fucking goofy kid over there. Be friends with the withdrawn kid. Be friends with the scrubs. Just be friends with them. Who cares? Because you know what? You never know when motherfucker might snap and decide to do something drastic. They're going to remember the people that were nice to them. They're going to let them live and shit like that. Not to mention when you get older, you know, and you're an adult, you never know when it might pay off for you that someone might remember, hey, they were nice to me and all this and that. You know, you got a better chance of, social networking when you're nice to everyone instead of being a prick to everyone. Because I was a fucking straight-up dick growing up. I used to fuck with people and push people's buttons, and, you know, a lot of people didn't like me. A lot of people still don't like me. But I hope y'all like me, because that's all that matters, is that y'all like me, yes, Lord. Mm-hmm. And let's see here, ending this set was a group called The Hears with Kill the Other Guy. How fucking nice are they? Kill the Other Guy, don't kill me. But, Oh, man, I think I want to do another set before we get in the interview with Lucky Tub. So, fuck. Oh, wait, before we get this next set, let me tell you this. You know, if you enjoy anal sex, date a gal with a colostomy bag. I have before, and let me tell you this. You can fuck them in the ass any time you want, not have to worry about getting shit on your dick. That asshole's clean as that pussy, if not cleaner, because ain't nothing coming out of there. Just don't squeeze them around the hips when you're hitting them real hard doggy style, because you might make some of that liquid poop come out, and oh, fuck, does that shit stink. And it'll fucking ruin a mattress, believe me, I know. But, yeah, next set, here we go.
Sinful gaze sent me to my knees, and your hot sugar kisses leave me begging please. You come on like a saint, but you're a devil in red. You're throwing dirt on my grave, and I ain't even there. You're killing me with your evil ways, but I want you so bad I crawl into my grave. Angel and murderer, I'm your homicide. You stole my soul, and the best for me died. Angel and murder, your halo is stained, and those wings on your back are starting to sag with the strain. What once was heaven, now is hell, and my only relief is a coffin. Angel of murder, angel of murder, angel of murder, your love is killing me. Angel of murder, angel of murder, angel of murder, your love will be the death of me.
This guy. Ask yourself, why has he got his hat pulled down like that?
He's fuck ugly.
Or he doesn't want you to see his face.
Because he's fuck ugly.
Giving all I got to you. And I'll let you have your fun. Never try to question where you were. The sun went down to the
sun came up. Always want you to be happy. Even when we were out of touch. But oh, when I wanted a little sugar, it's what you say. Just a bit of tenderness. But all you did was take what you wanted. Ooh, you left me to sleep alone in my bed. While you were out chasing all them girls, not one time did you apologize.
Kill yourself. We all
All right, Yuns, starting off this set was Sean Wagoner with Angel of Murder. And following her was Long Tall Deb and the Drifter Kings with Free to Leave. And rounding out the set was The Bad Things with Kill Yourself. I think we should play that to all them pop country motherfuckers. And, you know, they want to live by a song, live by that song. They can kill themselves for all we care, right? Hell yes. All right, we're getting a song by Lucky Tubb, Honky Tonk 101. And then we'll get straight into the interview I had with him down at the Southgate House. Let me tell you this, I was a little nervous because it's the first face-to-face interview I've done. And, you know, usually I do my shit over the phone, and I had a little buzz going. And I hope you enjoyed. He talks about some good stuff. So enjoy, bitches.
I got my baby by my side, and Bob Wells on the box. We're gonna go down to the levee, gonna dance right in her socks. We're going honky tonkin' in the early moonlight. We're gonna play some country music, gonna do it up right tonight. Well, my baby's with me, and the stars are shining bright, and the Texas moon is full in the sky. We're going honky-tonkin' in the early moonlight. We're gonna play some country music, gonna do it up right tonight. We're going honky-tonkin', honky-tonkin'. I don't care if it's wrong, man. Talking. Gonna play some country music till the broad daylight. We're gonna go honky tonkin' 101 tonight. Floor boys! Jam her down in gear. I'm gonna roll 100 miles away from here. I'm going honky tonkin' in the early moonlight. We're gonna play some country music, gonna do it up right tonight. Honky tonkin', we're going honky tonkin'. Gonna tear up this wrong man. We're going honky tonkin'. Play some country music till the broad daylight. We're gonna go honky tonkin' 101 tonight. Taking 306 down to 281. I'm gonna play down at the shanty. Gonna have ourselves some fun. We're going honky tonkin' in the early moonlight. We're gonna play some country music. Gonna do it up right tonight. We're going honky tonkin', honky tonkin'. Don't care if it's wrong, man. Gonna play some country music till the broad daylight. We're gonna go honky tonkin' 101 tonight.
All right, folks, I'm here with the legendary Lucky Tubb. How you doing, Lucky?
I'm doing mighty fine, Hoss. I'm doing real fine. I'm here with my bass player, my best friend, Mr. Casey Gill.
How y'all doing?
We're down here in Newport, Kentucky at the Southgate House, which looks like the house off Psycho. Could be scary. What do you think, Luck?
It was a little intimidating pulling up. These fine folks here, I mean, they've been nothing but accommodating and just one of the finest venues we've been in on this tour. And we really appreciate all of the Kentucky's hospitality and all of Cincinnati's hospitality.
You kind of blew up this year. I know last year we did a little MySpace Awards, and you took quite a bit of the honors, you know, best new artist, best album, best song. How's that make you feel?
Well, it's a humbling experience knowing that there's folks out there that'll buy our records like that and make us number one in all those charts, and it means the world to me to be out here playing music and keeping my uncle's tradition alive and my family's tradition, and there's nothing else I want to do but be out here on the road and play for all these fine folks 280 days a year until I die. So it's an honor to be a part of that, and to be recognized for it, just it's very humbling.
So how's this tour treating you so far?
Well, we lost the transmission in Kansas City. We had 3 days off and spent them in a hotel room. We just blew up the van outside this venue. But we're all smiles and ready to do a great show, man. I mean, the show must go on. No matter if the ship sinks, just jump off. Yeah. and go to land and play the show.
That's fucking awesome. I seen you twice last year. I seen you here in Cincinnati at the Bogarts Arena. And then I seen you when I was on vacation with my family at Hilton Head. And I must say that you did steal the show. You guys are fucking awesome.
Man, thank you so much, you know. And we really appreciate all that Shelton and all the boys out there in the Hank 3 crew did for us, man. He's a dear friend, and we're very grateful for everything that he's done. And if it wasn't for him, we wouldn't have the fans we have. And, I mean, you know, he's a great guy, and he helps out a lot of artists, you know. And I'm real thankful to be a part of that and to be a part of history. It's been 60 years since our families have toured together, and, you know, I just can't thank him enough for everything he's done for us.
Now, speaking of that, Hank 3, you know, there's a lot of animosity on Saving Country Music and on the MySpace and everything about him picking up Kyle Turley to go on tour, and where you were supposed to be going to go on tour. How'd that go about? How'd you hear about it?
Well, you know, things happen, man. You know, I misunderstood what was said, and I apologize for that, and it was my misunderstanding, and Hank can take anybody he wants. You know, there was nothing written in stone, and I'm sure Kyle Turley's a really great opening act for him, and I hope that's working out really well, and I wish Kyle and Hank all the best, and I hope they're safe out there on the road, and, you know, we'll be back out there again with them soon. Wayne the Train and I are fixing to record an album together. That'll be out mid-April. Actually, when we get off this tour, we'll be back in the studio April 6th to finish the album. We've already got half the album done. And we'll probably be going out there and hitting the road with Wayne for a little bit. We go to Europe. We go to Paris in July for 2 months. And, you know, it's working out, you know. And I have no animosity towards Hank, and I don't think Hank has any towards me. It's just a misunderstanding. And, you know, what we do for country music is real important. And a lot of people take a lot of things I say and kind of turn them around on me, you know. And so I got to be real careful these days about what I say in interviews, because they can be used against me. So, yeah, it's kind of a rough business to be in. But, no, there's no animosity towards me and Hank. Not as far as I know. I mean, you know, I'm sure there's been, like I say, people will misconstrue a lot of things that I say. But, you know, that's when you got to say, looky here, man. That ain't the way it is.
Well, you don't have to worry about me editing everything and making it seem like you're a bad guy, because, you know, you're one of my favorites out there, and you're a great songwriter, great performer, and you ain't got to worry about me doing all that. Let me ask you about the song Huntsville. That's probably one of the greatest fucking songs ever written.
Thank you so much, man. That song was written. Get me one more beer, Budweiser. That song was written in prison, you know, after the 5-year stint I did. And my sweet girl, Natalie Monson, asked me to write a song about my experiences in there. And I didn't know if I wanted to write like a Hank Williams-esque song or an Ernest Tubb-esque song. And a good friend of mine named Chris Howdy, who's an upright player in Austin, Texas, we were over there kind of messing around, and he goes, well, man, what do you want on this? And he played this really hot bass line and made it kind of a happy song. And I was like, man, I really like that. Let's stick with that, you know. And so the song was really written around that bass line. And
performed event, you know, to where it's kind of laughing at yourself and laughing at the situation, but it is a real serious situation, you know. Or a glass, Budweiser glass. It's a Bud in a glass. You know, it was 5 years of my life I'll never get back, but out of that experience, you know, I brought out a really good album, and I've made a lot of really good friends off that song, prison guards and convicts as well, and keep sending those letters, folks, because I love to get handwritten letters from all my convict friends out there in lockup land, so don't hesitate to write.
Yeah, that song is about the truest song I've ever heard about prison. I myself have spent 13 years off and on in the Ohio Department of Rehabilitation and Correction, and that song right there is so fucking true, and it hits the nail on the head. Let me ask you this. When's the new album coming out?
The new album will be out in mid-April, and we're re-releasing Generations, and we're releasing a live album possibly from the Hank 3 tour. We're still getting approval on that, and the Hillbilly Fever album with Wayne Train Hancock will be released mid-April. We should be done with it by the 10th, and it should be pressed and out the door by probably the 15th to the 20th, so probably April 20th it'll be on your shelves at LoneStarMusic.com, which is the only place besides the Ernest Tubb Record Shops where you can buy our stuff.
Well, I'm looking forward to that, because like I said, you're one of my favorite artists, and I'm fucking speechless, honestly. You write great songs, man. I mean, how the fuck can you write such great songs?
Well, you gotta go out there and live it, you know, and it's hard to write a song. You know, you hear a lot of these guys, new country guys, that just haven't lived it, you know, and that's the bottom line. And I'm not taking anything away from them, you know, I'm sure what they're doing is, you know, what they feel and what's in their heart and stuff, but I just write what I've experienced in my life and what I see on a day-to-day basis. You know, one of the songs on the new album entitled Ramblin' is about touring up here in the Midwest, you know, with a really bad booking agent that was sending us on thousand-mile stretches, you know, and it turned out to be a great song, but I had to go out there and experience that in order to write it.
So when can we expect this new album to come out?
Playing April 20th. That's when it's going to be done. We're shooting for April 20th. That's for the release date.
I can't fucking wait.
LoneStarMusic.com and Lone Star Music Magazine. And we're going to be on the cover of that on the next issue. Not this year. Not this issue, but the next issue. Then it'll tell all about the recording process that we use and the studio that we use. It's kind of a little hidden gem in Austin, Texas called Esau's Recording, run by James Stevens and Stevens Oster. And it is one of the finest studios I've ever recorded in. And that's where I've done all my records at. Everything I've done has been done in that studio. And so, I mean, if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Hell yeah. Let me ask about this. The song Damn the Luck, which seems to be everybody's theme song. Where the hell did you come up with that song? Because that's one of the best fucking songs ever written, you know. All the way back to Hank Williams and Johnny Cash, that song right there is fucking legendary. I wrote that song about Shelton. Oh, yeah? That's awesome.
Yeah, you know, when I first got out of prison, I had 3 CDs and a Biscuit guitar, a Biscuit Resonator guitar. And I had Junior Brown, Hank 3, Rising Outlaw, Blaine the Train Hancock, Thunderstorms of the Onside. And I studied those records, and then to get to play on a tour with one of my idols and become friends with them and then become rivals with them is even great, you know? It's like, I must have touched a nerve. But no, it's just an honor to be on stage and to be able to talk to people that you sat there and studied their music. And, you know, I just got a call on the phone a little while ago from Wayne the Train. And, you know, he's like, how you doing out there, Hoss? And, he, you know, they truly care about my well-being and about how I'm doing out here on the road. And that's just genuine, you know, camaraderie with artists in this genre anyway. I don't know how it is with any other genre. But in this genre, it's it's great to have those guys because they've been through it all, they've seen it all, and, you know, they'll help you through it. And a lot of people would, a lot of other people could have taken me on tour, and a lot of other people could have booked me, but it was Wayne Train's wife, Gina Galena, that booked me, and it was Hank 3 that took me on tour. So, I mean, there you go. I've opened up for Ray Price, I've opened up for Dwight Yoakam, I've opened up for, hell, who else? David Allan Coe. None of those guys offered me that position. It was Hank and Wayne, you know, and Dale Watson. You know, I can't say enough about those guys. They're great folks, and I love being a part of it. I love being an equal with those guys, you know, and it makes my life, you know, feel like it has a purpose, and like I wasn't just put on this earth to just mill around and wander from place to place. It makes me feel like I've actually accomplished something with my life when these people are buying my records and you know, coming to the shows and just being as, you know, I have some of the greatest fans in the country. You know, they're loyal, and they come out, whether it's snowing, raining, 110-degree heat, they'll be here. And I love each and every one of them, you know, and I try to respond to every MySpace message that I get and every phone call that I get, and it means the world to me to have the fans that I do.
That's fucking awesome, brother. I came to show with my son. I want to introduce him to some new music because I think your music needs to be heard. People need to know about you because you're fucking real deal.
Man, I gotta get on the stage, and all you people out there in Honky Tonk Land, be looking for Hillbilly Fever Going Down with me and Wayne the Train Hancock, and don't forget to pick up your brand new copy of Generations. God bless each and every one of you, man. We'll see you out there on the road. This is Lucky Tubbs saying adios.
Thanks, brother.
Well, I'm a lover and a fighter, honky-tonkin' all-nighter, a hell-raiser, now that's rider. It's been my claim to fame. I used to raise a lot of cane and cause my family pain, but now I'm making up for it in spades by carrying on my family name. Well, damn the luck. Talker's life for me. Damn the luck. Well, I'm a coming up all aces. Well, I'm a coming up like willing and willing. And when I get back to the bottom of the bottle and I'm drinking, I said, boy, this a honky tonker's life for me. Well, I'm a hell raiser and an old time. When I'm drinking, well, I'm a fool, yeah. At least that's what they claim. Well, I'm an outlaw riser. Ain't so surprising. To 1950, I'm backsliding. 'Cause Nashville's just a shame. Well, damn the luck. Well, I'm a coming up all aces. Well, damn the luck, I'm coming up like Ernest and old J.C. And when I get back to the bottom of the bottle that I'm drinking, I said, boys, it's a honky-tonker's life for me. Play on.
there's anything that this horrible tragedy can teach us, it's that a male model's life is a precious, precious commodity. Just because we have chiseled abs and stunning features, it doesn't mean that we too can't not die in a freak gasoline fight accident.
Knows how to get it. She's a sweet and mama with a whole lot of heat. Yeah, hey, your man, heat and mama. She bears a whole lot of heat. Yeah, your man, heat and mama. Now, she's a crazy kitten that I like to be right back. Mama with the whole lot of yeah, your mouth beating mama. She has a whole lot of heat. Yeah, your mouth beating mama. She's a crazy cat that I like to be.
I know you're uncomfortable hanging out in gay bars with your mother, but look at it this way. If you meet somebody nice, you won't have to bring them home to meet me, because I'm already here.
they shook in the sea, like they shook in the sea.
Tight jeans, scanty queen. Right, pink, left, stick in your mouth. Daddy said you better have a home by age, so hold your bed. No, no, no.
Trust most rumors, but where there's smoke, there's flaming fire. This has got me nervous. Americans mimic the behavior of their heroes, so if Superman turns out to be gay, he'll turn America super gay. We're talking gayer than a speeding bullet.
Yes, friends, and starting off this set was the Rumblers with Man Eatin' Mama. You know what? You gotta appreciate a lady that'll eat a man. You know? A chick that'll pull your ass cheeks apart and just dig that tongue in your butthole and... Oh, shit. I gotta go change myself. I just came. Let me daub it off this tube sock here. Oh, I was having thinking about that. It's been a while since I had that. Yes, sirree. Alright, coming in second was the Cobra-matics with Jailbait. I'm not even going to touch that subject. Don't want to make no enemies. Probably make more friends than enemies, though. And ending this set was the Long Bone Trio with Loose Teeth. You ain't treating a lady right till she got a mouthful of loose teeth. Mm-hmm. All right, well, let me see here. It's time for the 30-second fuck you. So, let me see. Okay. My 30-second fuck you is going to be for all those fucking celebrities in Hollywood that are adopting all these fucking third-world kids and treating them as accessories, you know, kind of like a purse or a new belt. You know what? I fucking hate that shit. If you can have your own kids, have your own kids. You know? Leave adoption for motherfuckers that can't have kids or for gays and lesbians. And also, what the fuck's the point in getting these kids in third world countries when you can get them here in the United States? We got plenty of orphaned kids here in the United States. You motherfuckers make me sick. So for that, fuck you. Also, let's see here. Next week, I got an interview with Pete York. Great artist. I dig him. I dig him a lot. And we're going to get in this last set here. And we are going to get in the review of Slim Cessna's Auto Club new CD. So let's do it. Bitch.
Lights come in, the lights come in. Lights come in, the lights come in.
me while I'm conducting business. Move your little chicken ass. Listen, kid, you lay off that pet shop game. Women weaken legs.
Yeah, but I really like this girl, you know?
But let her sign you!
Okay, no more fooling around.
Okay, I hit it.
Women weaken legs, huh?
Blessed St. Mary of Drag Queens, please grant your never humble servants and our new friends with grace, jewels, and support hosts.
Amen. Amen.
people. Starting off his set was the Thunderbolt Chorus. And I'm wanting to say they're from Ireland. If not, I apologize, but I'm pretty certain they are. And it was a song called The Lights Come In. And I dig it. I do. And following that was Allison Self with Busted Knees and Broken Hearts. My teenage years, that's what it seemed like everything was. Busted knees and broken hearts. Some gals would give me a little fellatio, and I would break their hearts. My, how shit has changed. And following that was Mac West with the song called Gambling. I know all about gambling. I've lost a ton of money, and I probably won. Not a ton, but I've won quite a bit. So, show's coming to an end. Kind of sad. Yes, I am. Well, fuck. Let's do that CD review by Slim Cessna's Auto Club. And the CD is Buried Behind the Barn. Now, I'm a fan of Slim Cessna, but this CD right here was not quite as up-tempo and exciting as the other ones. I myself would give this one a 6.5 out of 10 stars. You know, I mean, a couple songs are okay, but nothing's real phenomenal. But, you know, you can't always hit them out of the park. And I'm not saying it's a bad CD, but it's just not the shit he's made in the past. And, you know, 6 out of 10, it's not bad. It's not super good, but, you know, gotta speak the truth. And I played two songs on it. The first one you'll hear will be Angels. And then the second one will be 13 Crimes. So, let me know if you like it. So, it's gonna be it for my show, and I'm not motherfucking y'all, and I'm not woo-hooing. So, we're just going to end it as simple as this. That's it, fuckers.
The angel sang her sweet refrain, and in her song cries like rain. She dried her eyes and forced a smile. She's mine for now, just for a while. Thank you.
She did call me over to her place tonight to help her hook up her DVR. And I think we all know what that means.
Yeah, that means she wants you to hook up her DVR.
No, hooking up any sort of appliance is classic gay porn terminology for getting it on. And I'm pretty sure that that translates over to the hetero arena.